ladies and gentlemen, Master Splinter is at it again, as not only is Pee Wee Roscoe on the list, Gunna, Migos, Pierre P. Thomas, YSL Woody. I mean, this list goes deep. What Side 7 say? I can go further, I promise.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
And last but definitely not least, Lil Durk and Kendrick Lamar himself.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I just know that as far as the diss track closing arguments by Young Thug, Fonnie Willis was essentially in the courtroom saying to herself,
He's been so good okay. Today. He really has. You have been the perfect gentleman.
Young Thug is currently being the perfect gentleman for Fonnie Willis. And you're probably thinking to yourself,
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Why are you saying Fonnie Willis is appreciating Young Thug at this very moment? Well, I'm glad you asked. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to the diss track in a second, but there's a lot of other details that make this more poignant as far as the highlight of illegal activity. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Here is the problem. As when it comes to Young Thug, if you don't know, this man is currently under a specific thing called a plea deal. Now, what does that mean? You might ask, right? I'm no expert lawyer, right? But some would say that as far as looking at his plea deal, based on the YSL Rico, mind you, which is why he's even in the free land being able to do what he wants. Essentially, the plea deal has a lot of interesting lines, such as restrictions, ban, contact with YSL affiliates or co-defendants, right? Except for Gunna and his brother due to contractual reasons, right? But then it seems like Woody, Yak Gotti don't really quantify what the probation line was saying he should avoid. And if you don't believe me,
Gunna wreck, Yak wreck, Slugger wreck, Woody wreck, fuck that nigga Obama, he still mad about baby mama.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
You know, as a law-abiding citizen, it's very intriguing to see people who break the law fall into the same mousetrap. Now, isn't that a crazy coinkydink?
You guys. See, that's the problem.
At the end of the day, that's only one of the reasons I'm saying that this is a huge deal, regardless of how it came out. Because, of course, people are going to say, oh, it was a leak. There's no way Fonnie Willis could cook something up to put Young Thug back in prison for a whopping 20 years. Because if you don't know, if he violates his probation, there's a 20-year backloaded sentence. Now, as far as the war, as far as the war in Ratlanta, which a lot of people is calling it, I don't understand how 20-year backloaded sentence doesn't take you away from acting out as far as looking at the time you could possibly serve. Because if I'm looking at it correctly, right, if you're doing certain actions in this diss track, which I think is fire, by the way, like, you know what I mean? Don't stop me. As a law-abiding citizen, I am loving the circus. But at the end of the day, somebody has to call this out, because if you're really looking at it from an actual fan perspective, then you're probably understanding that Young Thug is risking a 20-year backloaded sentence just so people don't call him a rat.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
And it's very interesting, as he also has an interview with Aiden coming out soon. But besides that, let's put that to the side, because right now we're specifically focusing on the diss track titled Closing Arguments. Ladies and gentlemen, Fonnie Willis may actually use this track in her closing arguments.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Anyways, exhibit number two. Isn't that how they say it in court? Anyways, there's another line in the plea deal, right? It says the deal mandates Young Thug to refrain from advocating, glorifying, or promoting gang-related activity. Hold up, man, I was talking.
If you kill one of my dogs, shit, I'd rather never end it.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
You know, sometimes covering the sport of hip-hop, I look at the entire landscape because I cover the entire landscape of music. And I just realized, you know, other genres, I don't know if I just haven't dived deep into certain genres, but it seems like, it just seems like the IQ and the wherewithal to not break the law when you're making millions of dollars off music is just not there.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
So anyways, as far as the deal, before I was rudely interrupted by Jeffrey, the deal mandates that Young Thug refrains from advocating, glorifying, or promoting gang-related activity. Niggas, it said only cost 300 bands. Hold on, he said what? Fucking bitch. If you win a nigga, twin, they would have tried to squish your kids. Okay. Okay, I don't know how that would, like, take away from the probation line. Like, there's nothing really in this song that I think could really end him up in. Not gonna lie, that is a fantastic line. But guess who also thinks it's a fantastic line, ladies and gentlemen?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you don't want to talk to me, man, and you feel more comfortable talking with her?
He's been so good today.
This diss track from Young Thug titled Closing Arguments is proving how much of a gentleman Young Thug is. He literally handcrafted the perfect argument for Fonnie Willis to put him back in prison. And I never advocate for black men to be put in prison, but we did talk about all the way back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I cover this. As far as him being released, right? When Young Thug was released off of the YSL Rico and he came out with Business is Business, we talked about how there were certain things he couldn't talk about. So he was rapping about his luxurious lifestyle, staying away from the gang activity and alluding to any whacking or slime or taking people out. And it just so happens that the war in Ratlanta was all it took for this man to revert back to his old ways, which is very much a shame, right? So now, diving into the actual diss track, you're probably wondering to yourself, why in the world would he co-sign this? Well, of course, they are basically releasing this under the form of a leak. So technically, if they go to court for this, that's going to be the argument. I don't think it's a great one, but hey, we thought the YSL Rico counter-argument from YSL and Brian Steele wasn't the greatest, and he still got off. So you never know how that goes. But 2015... just know that Gunna met Young Thug, and that's when it all happened. Because, of course, as far as this specific episode, I just wanted to let y'all know that the war in Ratlanta is going to go down in the history books for an indefinite amount of time. Because from a 2015 to 2025 buildup, this is almost a Drake and Kendrick type of buildup as far as a decade worth of animosity, and now is bled over into it, spilling out into the masses to see what Young Thug was feeling towards people. I mean, he was saying all type of things. I mean, at one point on one of the phone calls, he told his manager or whoever that Kendrick Lamar is too sexy to not be posting on Instagram. Now, this is the amount of information that we have that we know that Young Thug is saying this on a phone call.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Now, there's nothing wrong with a phone call, but the main thing was the interrogation back in 2015 that basically had Pee Wee Roscoe in the crossfires as far as the Lil Wayne bus shooting, right? So there's a lot of things that goes into this diss track that's going to make it iconic. I believe the diss track as a song is fire. I like when people put their personal experiences into the music, but you have to keep in mind when you are not a law-abiding citizen and now there's restrictions to your musical offering, you cannot go around that by saying it's a leak. But to be fair, Fannie Willis and them, they've been leaking a lot of information as far as different phone calls and things of that nature. At first, I thought it was Gunna's camp. And then, of course, now we come to realize that it really doesn't make any sense for Gunna to expose himself for having fake streams, right? As far as exposing Young Thug, that's one thing. But if you're going to expose Young Thug for exposing you for having a fraudulent number one, as far as you versus The Weeknd, all the way back in, what was it, 2023, 2022, I forget. But when DS Forever came out and The Weeknd's Don FN came out. And surprisingly, one of the biggest upsets in hip-hop history that we now have figured out is fraudulent, which is insanity, right? Same thing that Drake was talking about with the red button. But that's neither here nor there, right? Fraudulent streams ended up getting Gunna the number one spot over The Weeknd. And safe to say, Young Thug coming out saying he spent $50,000 for him to get that number one just is a huge blemish on the entire music industry.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at that.
So at the end of the day, when looking at this diss track, there's no lyrics up because, of course, you know, I work around the clock 24/7 because, you know, somebody got to love their job, right? So I don't know what people who usually run the lyric websites are doing, but they just not up to snuff. So on NME Plus, for my NME Plus subscribers, we're going to be breaking down the song line by line because it's not out on DSPs. It's a leak. So technically, it's not put out by any major label. We could cover it and things of that nature. So if Young Thug goes the route of calling this AI, I think that would be the best argument. And hear me out. AI has evolved so much that that would be an actual argument that you could use if... Actually, it's going to be, it's a stretch, but hey, Brian Steele cooked up better than that and got Thug and had Thug walk away free. So this is definitely escalating the rift in the Atlanta rap community because, of course, the war in Ratlanta is a phenomenal name, by the way. And essentially speaking, the Atlanta rap scene is being ruined as we speak. I think the only thing that could counteract this is Future or 21 Savage dropping a project or saying where they stand on the matter. Atlanta used to be perceived as the most camaraderie type of rap scene in the world, which is why they was blowing up, right? Young Thug, 21 Savage, Baby, Future, they had hits from all over Atlanta as far as superstars in the rap game. But now, I don't think it's only because of Young Thug. There was a lot of other things that went along with it. You know, as far as Metro Boomin and the whole thing that he started with Kendrick. Some Atlanta rappers, I'm not going to say who, right? And I'm just going to say my sources or I made it up. Some Atlanta rappers wasn't really messing with the fact that they let Kendrick say all of that about the big three for no reason. Because really, if you look back then, there was really no reason. Drake didn't call out Whitney yet. They were just trying to get him on first-person shooter. Kendrick jumped out the window, said, I hate all y'all. There's no big three. There's just big me, right? And to do that on a song with Future and Metro on it, when Future is arguably the most influential hip-hop artist in the past 20 years, a lot of Atlanta artists had a problem with Kendrick saying that on a track with Future and Metro. If you're not following me, then you're just going to be lost. I'm not going to spell it out. There's certain superstars in Atlanta who do not think that move was the greatest. So anyways, with that being said, Young Thug is essentially going to follow up this alleged diss track via an interview with Aiden Ross, I believe, Sunday. So September 7th. We'll see if that ends up going into fruition because this diss track, even though they're saying it's a leak, this is going to cause a lot of turmoil to the point where Brian Steele may go bald by the end of 2025. There's only what? Because this month, so there's September, October, November, December. There's only 4 months left in the year. By the end of the year, I kid you not, Brian Steele may lose all of his hair because of what Young Thug is putting him through. The things that Young Thug's been saying, the things that he's been tweeting and deleting, he's been crossing the line. He's been really tiptoeing. But the one time he did cross the line is when he had a tweet and delete. I forget what it was. But Young Thug basically came out and essentially, I forget exactly what the tweet was. I don't know if I can find it. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, yeah. So right here. So Young Thug, back in November 2024, deleted his tweet dissing Gunna. Stop acting like we friends. He tweeted that out. Stop acting like we friends. And then deleted it. Why do you think he deleted it? You think somebody got in his ear and probably told him, hey, you have 20 years on the back end, my brother. Do you want to really violate your probation just over a petty beef? I guess so.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
And then, of course, when people was advocating for Gunna, saying it was all part of the plan, and then Young Thug came out and named named Gunna in Little Baby track, says he's only worked with him for Troop. Gunna responds in Prototype, calling tweet a typo, basically insinuating that the November 2024 tweet was really from Thug, and it wasn't like no hack that he tried to prove. Like, because there's a lot of things he's doing to get around the plea deal. He can't really elocute like he would like, so he does these roundabout ways of getting his message out there, which is still breaking the law. Right? But with Young Thug's power in the hip-hop game, some would say that he could get away with it. We just seen what happened with Diddy as far as him and what he's going to get as far as a lighter sentence, because he beat the racketeering charges, right? And he was only, he was guilty for the transportation for prostitution charge or something like that. Anyways, he was found innocent for the racketeering charges, which would have held like life. So with Young Thug, he got off similar charges. I think he did have to say YSL was a gang, but nonetheless, a huge plea deal was given to him for him to be in the free world. And despite of that, he still is risking the 20-year backloaded sentence because of the plea deal, right? So it's very interesting. At the end of the day, I don't like getting into just, oh, did he snitch, did he not? But this is attached to music. So guess what? We're going to cover music. I mean, some would say we may have a...
It's time for a rap battle!
Hey, hold up now. Who in the world... Hey, go over there. What? Who can... Who's over here saying something like that? Ain't nobody like...
It's time for a rap battle!
I don't think Gunna's going to respond. And for people who's wanting a rap battle, I do believe at the end of the day, Gunna and Young Thug could have one of the greatest hip-hop rap battles from a Sonics perspective, right? Sonically, it could be pleasing, because I'm not going to lie to you, this alleged leak from Young Thug as far as closing arguments is straight fire. And as far as him leaking this and basically copying how Fonnie Willis' team has been leaking information to showcase how Young Thug is out here basically talking about everybody and the mama, one of my favorite groups of all time literally had a skit on this. And I thought this was perfect timing, because of course, who else would be able to capture this type of energy except for these people? Because when it comes to this, I think a lot of people was letting the fact that maybe the government is messing with Young Thug, they were sweeping it under the rug. And I think it needed to be called out. And of course, y'all know I'm a huge RDC fan. And safe to say, our worlds are intertwining once again, as they are right here breaking down how the government is literally leaking the Young Thug calls to make him look bad. So here we go right here. Shout out to RDC. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio.
Buddy talking about Iceman. Ain't nobody waiting for no Iceman to drop. They waiting for the spider. Shit, fuck around and call the whole spider.
First off, the way he's like fast talking. If you listen to Young Thug calls, I don't know how in the world this man be talking that fast. I'm like, he has all the time in the world, no pun intended. And he's speaking at two times speed. Like, I'm thinking to myself, come on, man. Like, what in the world?
You guys. See, that's the problem.
This man definitely has the most fluent speech for somebody who mumble raps. But anyways, with that being said, let's get back into it.
Buddy talking about Iceman. Ain't nobody waiting for no Iceman to drop. They waiting for the spider. Shit, fuck around and call the whole Spider-Man.
You tell me that's not going platinum first week if we drop.
See?
That's not touching 100K first week, bro.
That's not touching 100K?
No.
A Drake this?
Bro, everybody coming in Drake, bro. No, exactly. No, they space
man. Yeah, that could be true. I mean, shit, I got them talking shit about Beyonce.
Now, hold on, let me look at this list. I ain't really look at the list like that. There's a Michael Jackson diss, RDC diss. Oh, that's funny. Lil Baby, the seventh. Yo, come on.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Kai Cenat diss, Chris Brown diss, Outkast, Beyonce diss. I ain't gonna lie, that Kai Cenat one, Drake may cook that up himself, but that's a whole nother discussion.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on? All
right, let's keep going. What y'all think the Tyler Perry diss would be about? Probably be like Soulja Boy in a Breakfast Club. You know what I'm saying? Stole my whole swag. Bar for bar, flow for flow. You know what I mean?
Be strong.
Yeah, Outkast, Chris Brown.
Oh, let me hear the Chris Brown. Chris Brown?
CB need to worry about Genuine. Because that's the discussion they're having. They talking about CB or Genuine. Which one y'all picking? CB or Genuine? I got Genuine, personally.
Chris Brown or Genuine?
Nah, he got the speech patterns down and everything. This is crazy.
Genuine? That's what niggas talking about?
I really don't know. I don't think so, though.
But that could go gold in the streets, though.
That sounds random as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
It's random.
Hey, bookmark that. Bookmark
that. Oh, Tupac.
That nigga did Tupac?
Tupac.
Play that.
I got you, bitch. So, see, what niggas not understanding is that Tupac shit was fake. He just an actor. He wasn't really with the gangster shit. He was just bald-headed.
Man, that nigga just saying shit.
Nah, okay. I get the point, right? I'm going to finish this out. There's only like 33 seconds left.
Bro, nigga, everything Tupac talking about was being a thug.
What you mean? Ooh, I got one that's going to go diamond.
Man, shut up.
Come on. I got one that's going to go
niggas
diamond.
Niggas can't just say they're going to go diamond. What you mean?
Yeah, we're not here to make jokes, Mark.
I ain't going to say nothing too much. I ain't going to say too
everybody
much.
Everybody can name a Michael Jackson song, but who Michael Jackson put on?
No, wait. Jump that right now. Right?
You can't name one person Michael Jackson put on. Who? Goddamn Chris Tucker? Come on now. Ain't nobody watching no Chris Tucker no more. That was back in the day. It's Rush Hour. That's the last time we seen Chris Tucker. I'm telling you right now, the Jackson 5, nobody checking for the Jackson 5. They checking for the Atlanta 3. Me, Wayman Savage.
I love the callback to the other one talking about when people from dangerous cities, but they sound sweet or whatever. The King of Pop stuff. Anyways, I told you I'm a real RDC fan. Anyways, with that being said, that's the main thing I wanted to end with. Because, ladies and gentlemen, people think it's a joke. Whole time, government trying to have Young Thug locked up for 20 plus years. So, safe to say, when it comes to this, Ratlanta mantra and him being perceived as a rat, at the end of the day, all I want to ask Young Thug, I want to ask Jeffrey, hold on, what's his man real name, Young Thug real name, I want to ask Jeffrey Lamar Williams II, is being called a rat really worth it to risk 20 years on a back end sentence?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
So that being said, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Young Thug's latest diss track to Gunna and a plethora of other people titled Closing Arguments? And do you think at the end of the day, Young Thug did all that snitching just to snitch on himself and finish his career in the end?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.